This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, but you knew that because the big voice man just said that. John Lopez there, Reginald Latitula here, Figgy Fig on ones and twos. Appreciate you, sir. What are you doing over there? You're just breaking stuff. You got back and just started breaking stuff. Oh, my goodness.
It's not actually broke. It just came apart.
All right.
So I just got
to
screw
it
back
up.
I'm not broke. I just don't got money. That's all.
kind of what it is.
Give me one second.
What is the designation that you would give for this Texans defense? Because it's worth noting, right? And I broke her out of money. This is probably not the way that I'd say that on either way about this defense. But the last few weeks of the season for this defense, a vaunted defense that ultimately finishes second when it comes to scoring allowed in the National Football League. But first in your heart, especially when it comes to inflicting violence and inflicting a level of fear in their opposition, the Texans do that great. But the last few weeks have not been up to snuff in some ways. They've managed to get the wins, of course, and you never want to give, you never want to forget that. However, this is a process-oriented organization, and I want to treat them as such, and D'Amico treats them as such, as we've heard him kind of have in his media availabilities.
Isn't it also kind of cool that we're at the point with this defense that we can pick these little nits?
Oh, I've been picking nits all year. What you mean?
Because
I ain't stopped picking nits.
Because it's just it's all on a curve. It's all graded on a curve. You know, by any other gauge, it's like, who cares? You know, 38-30, they won, and they gave up 16 points the week before that, and you know, got the win against the Raiders the week before that. But we are at the point where we can pick nits. And it's not just us. D'Amico Ryans has not been happy.
Oh, that's what gives us the well, I was going to say we was going to do it anyways because that's how we are. I think D'Amico Ryans gives us a level of validation in doing it at another level because, again, the mentality is the standard is the standard. And so if that's the case, he'd be belying what he says, which I think is one of the superpowers that he has, is establishing a message and allowing it to resonate. And part of the resonation is They don't stop just because it feels good. They hold on to that, at least defensively.
And if we are being completely honest, you know, picking nits, you know, we're saying this up front.
I feel like we're not supposed to use that phraseology anymore.
Really?
We could talk about it in the break.
Okay, but I can use it for now then. Until the break,
picking nits. A segment about that?
No, I don't know if we want to do that. I mean, we could. I guess there's nothing.
Nitpick.
Okay, let's say being nitpicky.
Oh, we did have that.
Yeah, we did.
We've learned. We're learning. We're getting better.
To be completely fair and honest, we can look at the last 4 weeks.
Yeah.
We can look at the. It's not just like, hey, they gave up 30 points to the Colts. What's wrong? No. We can look at the last 4 weeks. Ever since that unbelievable win over the Chiefs, you know, the Cardinals come in here. Cardinals are having a little success, man. I mean, they were moving the ball. It was a close game for early on. Then you come in with the lowly Raiders who have fired everybody. Already, and all of a sudden you're in a ball game against the Raiders. Then here come you know, then here come the
Chargers when you went to SoFi.
And you go to SoFi. All right. They got that done.
Yeah, no, we got it back together. We're in a good way, man. They did have that drive late where there was just a lot of lapses and penalties.
Yeah.
But other than that, I thought the defense was pretty damn good.
Yes, and the Colts, of course, that was a hell of a good game. Probably better than it needed to be.
So here we go. Yeah. We go the Trey McBride game, whatever the hell the Raiders was, a bounce back game, and then here comes the Alec Pierce game. Is that what we're doing here?
Right, yeah. So that's what we're talking about. And it's not just like, oh, you guys are being too harsh. No, let's listen to D'Amico Ryans. Let's listen to D'Amico Ryans. On the defense, there's more.
Our defense did a really nice job throughout the entire year of limiting points. Specifically, that's what makes you a good defense. Also, you know, playing well in the passing game, but we didn't end the year well defensively. When it comes to giving up explosive plays, is really not good enough defensively. So we got to do a much better job if we want to advance and play longer in the playoffs. Got to play much better defense. So it didn't end how it should have.
All right. So is that just good hard coaching, get his team ready to get to another level in the postseason, or is there something there?
I feel like that is good hard coaching. Although you could maybe make the argument that there's something there because there are spots that are slightly weaker, right? Yeah. And you can and one of those. I think I'm less worried about the McBride thing. However, there are people that express that they're a little concerned about the ability to cover tight ends. I think that they've actually handled that a little bit better than you feel.
Yeah, yeah.
I think anecdotally it feels like that's the case, but it's actually been better than you would imagine. The possibility for explosives there is the thing about it, because Alec Pierce did that, you know, really attacking them down the field. And that's also because you have somebody who is stepping in, the fifth dude to hold the position at the safety across from Kalen Bullock in Kayvon Wallace. And I like what he brings. I love that he has the tenacity that a defense to play under D'Amico Ryans. But he's had some mistakes. And some of those are just not having as many hours put in next to the dudes that you're playing with, right? Mm-hmm. The mistake of, you know, between him and Tre'Mont Smith not quite knowing who has the deep route, some of that you would say is whatever the coverage is, did you get it right and you should just be able to run it. But some of that is also, regardless of the coverage, you know the dude who you're playing next to, you know their tendencies and when they might do something, and you can adjust. That's typically what really good defenses do, especially with time in. Those guys don't have time in next to each other, so those types of things can happen. Mm-hmm. And when you get to the playoffs, a single play can change the entirety complexion of what you're doing.
Especially in the playoffs against a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers that play the exact style of game you like to play. I also believe that's just good hard coaching. Guys, we got to get better. You know, this is not going to be good enough when you get into Pittsburgh and down the road, if they do get down the road. I also feel, and I mentioned yesterday the text exchange I had with you and Figgy on Sunday night, in terms of,
I don't remember texting.
Yeah, in terms of like, be careful what you wish for. That's Aaron Rodgers over there. You know, he's going to see the double moves. He's going to see the ability of, that's not just Alec Pierce that can do that. DK Metcalf is back. And he can do that and throw up the ball, you know, on the outside shoulder and trust that he's going to be the one getting the ball. So it had me, you know, there's a little bit of truth to both of those things.
I'm encouraged, though, at least for the first game that, and I will say the first game, you can be mad at me if you want to. Maybe I'll get some smelling salts in here if this ends up being some level of jinx that you believe. I believe that the Texans are getting past this one, and we're having a conversation more about the entirety of their playoff run than just a first round wild card game. I don't know that Aaron Rodgers is a guy, at least the way that this offense is situated for the Steelers, where he's going to have many opportunities to actually try and attack you with double moves. This is if he's holding the ball beyond 2.5 seconds, it is a miracle. They do not like him holding the football. He's trying to get the football, especially in circumstances where the other team can get after the quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've covered the Houston Texans at all. Have you seen this team, John Lopez?
I've seen them a little bit.
They tend to get after the quarterback.
Yeah.
And so I'm not very afraid of like the constant possibility of it. It's just the instance that if it does pop up, can he make it happen? But that's, again, that makes it very small for me as a concern. Mm-hmm. The question is, as you go on in the season or in the playoffs, does that become something that pops up? And so I think that that's why for D'Amico Ryans, and not just that, it's also because you built this thing for the defense to be impenetrable and then, you know, the offense to ride alongside side saddle. The defense has not looked impenetrable the last few weeks, so let's shore this up for the run that we want to make.
I'm glad you said that. You want to hear from an old friend?
Yes, please. Well, it depends on the old friend. I don't like everybody.
Everybody likes him. except that's not true probably. But let's hear from an old friend here, one Nick Wright.
I believe in them this coming weekend, potentially. And if it's, if it's this weekend, and as Bruce said, then it's against Bo Nix. I've been betting against Bo Nix all year. Why stop now? Reason one is this. I think Houston has looked a little creaky as of late and hasn't been quite as dominant. And this weekend, I don't know how many people were watching Texans Colts. And again, they took, you know, they took CJ out at halftime, but it was a game they didn't want to lose because of what it would mean for them in the playoff seeding. So that's one data point. Data point two, I think Aaron Rodgers will be willing to get hit in the playoffs.
That's interesting.
I think one of the reasons, and I don't blame him for this, that like he was like, I want to be healthy for the playoffs. And so I think, again, I don't think he's going to be like old Big Ben standing in there having guys fall off him. But I don't think it will be quite as quick of a trigger.
On third down late in this game,
he took one of the biggest hits, and he knew he was going to get hit. So I think that it. And then stat of the month. You'd be all over this because this has upset alert written all over it for you. Who's the greatest coach in NFL history, Wilds? Give me a name.
Bill Belichick.
Okay, if it's not Bill Belichick, who is it? Give me another name. Who it could be? If it's not Belichick, Vince Lombardi. Andy Reid. Some would say whatever. It's all wrong. The answer is Mike Tomlin on Monday night wins this game. America Monday night, 22-3, never lost at home. I've been coaching there 20 years. When's this game? Is it on Monday? Josh, check for me. Have they said it? Tomlin on a Monday? I like it.
That's the stat of the month. I'm sorry. Never lost at home on Monday night.
Much right there, the old stat of the month there. But
wait, so Nick Wright is saying that he has a belief in the Steelers. Mind you, the team that the fewest people care or believe in the AFC, not that, you know, what people believe on the outside determines what happens between the lines of that 120-yard by 53-and-a-quarter-yard field. But he did make a point. I hate Nick Wright for that because he will make a point that makes you go, damn it, I think you're wrong, but that's a good point. Aaron Rodgers, and I just said this, he has been unwilling to get hit, and I think that this has not just been a factor of him, but the offense at large has been, let us make sure that he is not being hit because that's that's the meal ticket. That's what we've been trying to do here is have the quarterback for the last handful of years. He was willing to take hits when it came down to it against the Ravens. Now, that's also a Ravens team that does not have a good pass rusher and especially who lost their best opportunity again after the quarterback, which was actually our guy Kyle Hamilton when he left in the third quarter of that final game of the season when the defense for the Ravens fell all the way apart. That is different than being under constant assault. But he is right. Like, in the circumstance where the game is needed, which you get into the playoffs and it's just winner take all in any circumstance, Aaron Rodgers will be willing to stand in. And does that allow him to make the one or two throws that could change the game? That's a possibility. I still think that that's so small of a window of a keyhole to try and thread that I would not lean into the Steelers because of it.
I still think so as well. I still think the Texans are going to win this game, but I don't think it's going to be, you know, a runaway by any stretch, which leads to the fact of what you just said. It's only one or two or three throws.
Yeah.
It's only one or two or three times where it comes down to it. It's a close game. Maybe you're driving if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he's going to stand in there. We said this yesterday, too. Aaron Rodgers, there is nothing the Texans will do, as good as this defense is, as overwhelming as it is, as dominant as it is, as great of a pass rush as there is, nothing that Aaron Rodgers hasn't seen already. Nothing.
Yeah.
And so if it comes down,
part of the fact is him being 42 bleeping years old.
Yes.
Man.
So it's just a little bit like not scary, but you got to watch because, you know, it is going to come down to just one or two or three of those plays. Let me ask you this, though, real quick. How much does this, you know, the concerns that D'Amico expressed about the defense that we're talking about here that you just heard Nick Wright talk about, how much of that is compounded because your offense isn't necessarily going to?
That's all it.
Right?
That's all of it, right? You are holding the defense not to a gold standard, but a platinum standard because the offense is not one that generates a lot of points. And in fact, as you have stated a number of times this year, the main objective is to not mess it up. That's the reason why. This is the formula that they chose. And this is why I've been so damn ornery and not agreeable on so many things is that you don't typically go in with an expectation that we're going to put a cap on what happens here, except they have.
Yeah.
And so that narrows the margins. That makes it so that you have less room for error. And what did you have? What have you had? It just in very, very small doses, trace amounts in the last portions of the season is error. Mm-hmm. And so that's the thing that D'Amico Ryans has said. In fact, he said it in his availability yesterday, was that just everybody just needs to tighten up because it's the playoffs, right? Because all it takes is a few plays here and there for this thing to go. And within myself, I was screaming John Lopez. Mm-hmm. You might have seen some of the emotions come out on my face because I'm not good at hiding that, I've learned in the last couple of years. But it's like, yes, that's the thing. That's been the thing that's been frustrating for me, is that you are intentionally making the margins thinner, and now you're asking everybody just, hey, now you have to flip the switch. And I know that that's not quite a fair characterization, but everybody just get even tighter with it. Mm-hmm. That's not quite how it always goes, except with D'Amico Ryans, he makes me buy in because they've managed to do this for at least 9 weeks in a row of just, you're in a playoff circumstance, just do better, and they've done better enough to get victories.
Yeah, just don't screw it up is the offensive philosophy, at least from where I'm sitting. And so the fact that your offense is not going to, by design, try to light up the score, but they're going to take their shots, and they've had success when the opportunity's been there, but they don't take a lot of advantage of a lot of those opportunities. And then on top of that, not only, hold the Pittsburgh and all that, the reputation and the mantra and all that, they've got two good defensive rush ends. They've got rush ends that are going to, that are top five probably in the entire NFL.
And a Cam Hayward in the middle of things, who is 36, but also just took over a game.
Man, he had a hell of a game. He had a hell of a game this past weekend.
And you talk about if you're talking about this Texans offense, where there's concern can pop up at times.
Mm-hmm.
Interior is one of those things that maybe, especially because, and I started off not liking the acquisition. I had to very much give him his credit. And now I'm looking at it going, hey, can you just hold up a little bit longer?
Yeah.
Ed Ingram has had some reps more and more over the last part of the season, especially as you're talking about the defense. Ed Ingram's had some reps where you go, ooh,
mm-hmm.
we were enjoying this a lot. And there's small.
Weekend.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So, That's one of those things that comes up. But, yeah, I understand why you're there. I want to bring us back to the defense here because you brought this up, and I feel like it's the game that's in front of you. It's the Steelers. But I kind of want to take this to the larger idea. The concerns are hard coaching outside of the context of just the Steelers game, because I think, again, we have been in a place from the jump. This team is better than the Steelers. This team should beat the Steelers 9 times out of 10, probably more.
Mm-hmm.
In the larger context of the playoffs, do you have defensive concerns, or is it just hard coaching?
I think yes and yes. The concern being, we saw on Sunday, the depth in the secondary is a problem. I mean, it's been a problem ever since the injuries started piling up.
Kamari Lassiter and Caleb Bullock said lay off Tre'Mont Smith, dog.
Yeah, I know. They didn't say a whole lot about Kayvon Wallace. Anyway, I feel like those two guys you just mentioned, big time, absolute big time, and you have to have them healthy. And you mentioned this earlier, these guys are Pro Bowl type players. There's going to be a noticeable fall off. I think that noticeable fall off can be, sort of a breaking point for this defense. And we saw it, on Sunday.
But that's kind of why I was happy that that Kamari Lassiter, being the tough dude who was hard to take off the field, was a dude that they made stay off of the field.
Yeah.
There was... I think there's argument to be made that the way that they approached week 18 was not optimal. Mm-hmm. I think it's necessary for the belief that they have, which is intrinsically necessary, the way that they play compared to maybe other teams in the league. Maybe I could say that the mantra and the propaganda and the belief that they have is not as necessary as we make it. It is here.
Right.
It factors in. And so I think that it was necessary for them to handle this the way that they did. But even within that, they still handled a level of caution with some of the dudes that are going to be make or break. Nico Collins, Kamari Lassiter. That's why I'm happy that they did those things. Trent Brown, because I think that those are places that can be load bearing and that the fall off can really show up if those guys end up being in a bad way.
Yeah. And to your first point, the hard coaching. Absolutely. And D'Amico Ryan's what we all know. You won't get there unless it's better. You just won't. Unless it's better than what we've seen here and there in the last 4 weeks, you're going to get to a Super Bowl with the defense, so it has to be better.
Yeah, and as far as concerns, I think they're the type of concerns that any team comes in, especially in a year where everything is so level. I think the only team that people feel super confident about in these playoffs is the Seattle Seahawks, and you look over at the Rams and you go, they could beat them. So, you know, that's the nature of it. I lean towards D'Amico Ryan's doing the thing that he's done all year, which is holding the defense to very high account. And I feel good about that because that has worked for them. Because I've been beating it to submission, John Lopez. Mm-hmm. Like you, and you've seen it in slow progress over the entirety of the season. Places where I go, just beating into submission with winning over and over and over again. And so I'm just in a place where I have accepted this is the way that they handle things and that this defense will do what you need them to do. And we'll get a chance to see that come Monday. And you'll be able to hear that here on Sports Radio 610, your home of Houston Texans football. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we got some lunchtime confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic. We'll do that next.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
All right, I need help, man. I got nothing.
I've often said that.
I got nothing. I got a confession, but my confession is I got nothing.
Okay.
What is it, January?
All right, what you got, Reggie?
So January 6th, right?
Yes, apparently it's Dia de Reyes.
Rosca de Reyes, the cakes that you get for...
It basically looked like a king cake.
But it basically is.
I mean, it is a king cake. Because
is it like a holiday? What is it?
Yeah, so apparently it commemorates the three wise men and their journey to visit the Lord's Savior and everything.
I guess when they arrived or whatever it was.
I guess so. I didn't do enough reading.
Something else happened on January 6th?
I don't know you're talking about. but yeah, it's apparently it looks like a king cake, same shape, and they put a bean in it.
See some pastries
like
in honor.
Yeah, that's what it's.
That's why I thought y'all was getting that.
I don't know what pastry would be in honor of that. I don't look gift horses in the mouth though. I will take sweets for whatever holiday. I'm mad at my my Latino co-host for not hipping me to game earlier.
Well, I told you what it was called.
That's not hipping me to game.
So here's my confession. It's January 6th. I don't have a resolution, man.
Do you need one?
Yeah, yes. Everybody okay. has to have at least something that you can break the resolution by the end of the month, but or maybe or maybe keep
it. Hey, do the evergreen one, man.
I've had good
years. Go to the gym.
I've had years of good resolutions where, like, I'm not going to say all year, but, you know, good, you know, I stuck to it a long time. I need a resolution. Do you guys have New Year's resolutions?
Not have really.
I kind of do.
Yeah.
I said this year, I had a few. I got like some goal, like a goal list.
Yeah.
But the one I want to do more volunteer work.
Okay.
So I want to pick like an organization and volunteer at least once a quarter.
Good for you. Now, so, see, now that's what I need.
Yeah, you should do something like that. Get in on me with it.
I do a lot of that stuff. We'll talk. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
A lot of times, do you have any others like personal?
Yeah. I mean, outside the obvious, save money.
Yeah.
Try to be more healthy. I ain't really do the whole go to the gym and workout thing, but trying to save more money because I'm bad with saving money.
Every New Year's is like getting to the back nine when you're playing golf. You're like, all right, reset. Let's go.
Yeah.
Here we go. And so that's I'm a big advocate of it, and I generally have something. And I'm like, I got nothing.
713-572-4610. What should John Lopez's New Year resolution be? And, you know, be nice.
But you, at least even if you don't like set a resolution, there had to have been a moment, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, where you were like, all right.
Oh, yeah.
2026. What is it? I got nothing.
I think it was more just kind of connection with my people.
Okay. There you go.
You know, trying to be a little bit more connected to folks, build community a little bit better. Because as you know, I can be a sicko and I can hole up and I can just watch all the sports in the world. And so trying to be a little bit better about spending time with people.
What's your plan on doing that, though?
I mean, one, just reaching out and calling people more.
Okay.
Legitimately getting on the phone. There's a lot of times where you just kind of send an errant text real quick and see.
Hey, just checking on you.
And that can easily get passed. There's something about picking up the phone and you get on the phone expecting to only talk for 5 minutes and all of a sudden 2 hours later, you're like, oh, wow, I'm so happy I did that.
Two hours.
You ain't done that?
Woo.
You don't be on the phone with people for
I can't remember the last time I was on the phone for 2 hours.
Really?
I think somebody died for me. I don't know.
All right. Expect calls this month, gentlemen.
It's been a while.
Expect some phone calls.
I'm not calling you, buddy.
Reggie's going to call me about 10 minutes in.
I'm like, oh,
all right.
Okay.
Hey, clear everything out, man. 2 hours.
Actually, pursuant to what we were just talking about, y'all know me to be a sports sicko. Watching anything, and not quite the resolution, but I just decided that I was going to lean away from my tendency as a sicko, and it immediately blew up in my face. And the reason why I say this is
what'd you watch?
Well, I mean, I was watching basketball, is what it was. I think I had on Unrivaled, which is the women's 3-on-3 league. I had on the Rockets game, clearly.
All you need to say.
but I was still being a little bit of a sicko. But I saw this in passing and I didn't tap in. And that was the FCS championship game.
Oh, I saw the end of it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
I missed it.
Yeah.
I missed it. Typically, I got 3 TVs in the house for this reason. Typically, I would put this on and watch this because I am a sicko.
Mm-hmm.
And I missed it. It was Illinois State and Montana State. Montana State.
Of course, Montana State was there.
They won last year.
Yeah.
They sure did.
Of course,
I Figgy knew that.
I could have guessed that.
Figgy knew that for sure. In fact, I saw it on the tip of your tongue, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In this game, you had, at the end of this game, and you saw this, Lopez, you had a
double overtime,
but before
blocked
we
kicks.
Yeah, we had block kicks. We had Illinois State, was it Montana State, get themselves into field goal position and then lose field goal position on a fumbled snap, and then they go to overtime, and you have a touchdown and a blocked extra point.
Last play.
And then a last play touchdown, and they make the extra. This game ended with some madness, and I missed all of it. And I normally would be watching it, but it was because I decided to try and be a normal person, and this is why I don't do that.
Well, see, that's all right. You know what happened, though. You got the highlights.
But I missed it in real time. I was supposed to enjoy
it. You have to watch it in real time.
It's like a narcotic. Are you crazy?
Who watch anything in real time at this point, man?
I watched it in real time by accident. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
You watch a TV show.
And imagine how much more fulfilling it would have been if you watched it intentionally.
It would have been no more, no less fulfilling. No,
you lie. You lie.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
All right, so a couple weeks ago, I was in Cleveland, and I went to a Browns game, man. That was the first time I've been to a Browns game in a long time. Yeah, I actually seen one of our coworkers works in sales. Mm-hmm. Salute to our guy, Bob. I just so happened to ran into him in the
crazy.
I didn't even know he was there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All I heard was Figgy. And yeah. I'm like, wait, what? Am I an NRG or something? Saw him, but salute to him. But my confession is I got to appreciate what the Houston Texans and NRG, what they do there, man, because it was a mess going to this game, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was just a lot of – first of all, I had to pay to park. So I'm like, wait, pay to park? Wait a minute, where's the parking passes out here?
Yeah.
But, you know, the stadium is downtown. It's right off of Lake
right.
Erie.
Right.
So I had to find the sketchiest looking garage to pay for. I paid $50 to park there. Yeah, I needed something.
We probably sound so out of touch. Yeah, like $50, come on now.
Yeah, I'm like, ugh. Yeah. And then on top of the $50 I had to pay, I had to walk like 15 minutes to the stadium. Mm-hmm. Get that 15 minutes. It was cold as hell. I'm just like, man, this is awful. And then to get there to the stadium, it was a long line. It was crazy, man. I feel like we take NRG a little granted because they make it so easier to get in. You don't got to scan no tickets. And you could just walk right through. It's so much easier. Yeah. There, I feel like they're a little behind the sticks a little bit, man. And I'm just like, man, this is awful. I don't see how you go to a game every single week.
You know what's funny, though? They still have better attendance and people showing up there.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? As more difficult as it is to get in. Shout out to the Texans for making it easy.
You got
to
figure out where the hell you parking downtown.
Yeah.
And you got to walk. I'm walking past the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the Science Center.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, it was a long walk.
Yeah.
And when I got there, it was fine. But I was just thinking about the long walk I got back to the car. I'm like, man, this is rough.
And then you're watching the Browns. You're like, damn, I'm watching this, and then I got
to
walk?
I went to the game where they played the Bills.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to be a bloodbath. It was actually closer than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man, I feel like I take NRG a little to granted. And they're a little bit ahead of the game.
They're trying. They're doing a good job. It's just fans got to show up too.
Yeah.
Under the radar, one of the things I love the most, and we've talked a lot about Tetsuya Imai, and just all the things that he's brought and the personality, et cetera. He's wearing number 45.
I saw that.
You know who wore number 45?
Tell me.
What is it? I'm a representative of myself.
That's right. That's why he don't need the number. He went and represented himself.
He took Garrett Cole's number. Now, I think someone reported he said he was kind of a fan of Garrett Cole and Zach Wheeler, which is kind of weird, who also wore 45. But I just like that. All right, I see what you're doing there. You've got the old Garrett Cole number.
Hell, why not?
Yeah.
That number ain't retired.
No, it's not retired.
I mean, how long was he here? For 2 years? 1 year?
2 years, I believe.
Oh, 2 years? 1, yeah.
Yeah, but it just kind of adds to, this guy, you talk about,
He's tapped in.
Embedding yourself in the community, man.
Yeah, you could tell, because there's other people that's probably fake tapped in a little bit.
Yeah.
But you could tell he's a fan of the game. He's tapped in. He kind of knows his stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know how much of it was like Scott Boras putting him up to some stuff, right? Throwing up the H's all over town. Mm-hmm. That's Scott Boras, let's do it. We know what it is.
Yeah.
It's working, though, man.
It's working.
That's what a lot of people do whenever they come to Houston for the first time. Mm-hmm. That type of stuff. And they get the people on your side.
Right. But I also think that while he is doing those things, underlying and – It's kind of wild for me to try and pretend like I know who he is.
Yeah.
There's no way. But it feels like so much is genuine in there, so much genuine joy that I'm excited to be able to get some of that watching him play baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
It kind of make you root for him and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Just hopefully he don't wear no other team's hat at a press conference.
I doubt that's going to happen.
Just keep it Houston.
It'll probably be a Japanese hat.
Don't rock no Golden State Warriors hat or Lakers hat or something, man.
Lopez, there's a lot of potential resolutions for you out here.
All right.
They said you should fish for a year without popping corks.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Okay, very good. Somebody said you should send them a free bottle of OG sauce every month as a resolution.
Send who? The listener?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, $6.99.
Okay, very good. We figured that one out. Should host a fan appreciation tailgate for the AFC Championship game.
I'm listening.
Okay, all right. Listening. That one got over.
If it don't happen.
Well, next time.
What do you mean? If it don't happen, Figgy? You got off the show for too long.
I'm just saying.
Your negativity over here.
You gotta get the smelling sauce then if it don't happen.
Oh God.
And then someone really went in there. They said you should pick a random story once a month, a feel good kind of thing, and do like a blog. Like they want you to get back to writing once a month.
I love it.
That might actually be like a real life one.
I do love it.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. A little bit of lunchtime confessions here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Always appreciate you rolling with us here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, you thought because we are this far into the new year that we wouldn't have some college football on a Tuesday. You're wrong. A lot of things happening in the football landscape, including, man, this NIL thing is getting real dicey. Let's talk about that and more next. Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get a little college football on a Tuesday going here as we are into the semis of the college football playoff now. How did the quarterfinals go for you, John Lopez?
Quarterfinals were eye-opening, man.
Okay, I was wondering, were you one of those fans that was just like, my team's not in it, so bump everybody?
Oh, no.
Here.
You know me in college.
Was you?
Yeah. I'm done. Done for the year. Let's get ready for next year.
You guys know me in college football, man. I'm all about it. But eye-opening and we mentioned it yesterday. Figgy wasn't here, but I'm like, the way it looks right now, ain't nobody beating Indiana.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody beating
Got to find
Indiana.
Somebody to hire that coach out the Big Ten, man.
Well, good luck. He just signed a 10-year contract.
Well, yeah. And that ain't stopped people sometimes. Yeah. But I think Kurt Cignetti is there for a good opportunity to make that. I mean, they can be a strong team in the Big Ten. And I've heard things that it's like there are people around the league or around the nation looking at them as a basketball school still.
Mm-hmm.
Still, that's probably going to change. I wonder if they do take every ounce of money that's extra and they stop doing the thing where they continue being like the Indiana that is basketball school, mm-hmm. and all the ounces of money that they get going to the football program to become something entrenched.
I mean, it's more lucrative.
It is. I think they got the bug, like the narcotic.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana's always viewed themselves as a basketball school.
Mm-hmm.
But how much of that was just because they never dared to dream that they actually could be a football school,
mm-hmm.
And they've gotten the feel. They've gotten the taste. And they also got a transfer. Did you see that they're getting Josh Hoover out of TCU?
Yeah.
To transfer and play quarterback with Fernando going to the league?
Well, that was one of the questions I had for you here on College Football on a Tuesday. I think it's two questions in parts. But part one is, are we seeing the emergence of two new superpowers?
Okay, so one being Indiana?
Texas Tech is doing it too, man. Texas Tech is... Well, what is it? Double legal oil? What, that guy got $7 gajillion and is putting it all in the football program. And they got a quarterback. They got a quarterback.
Was that Sorsby, the transfer from, was it
Cincinnati?
Cincinnati. There we go.
Yeah,
thank
Cincinnati.
You.
And they you know, he's talked about, well, now we're doubling down. And he's already spent, like, I don't know how many tens of millions, if not more, in there. And even if it's not Texas Tech, and even if it's not Indiana, I think Indiana's here for a while, but even if it's not Texas Tech and Indiana, this is part two. As crazy, as wild, as just completely Wild West that the NIL and the transfer portal has become, it's parity for the first time in a long time in college football. It is working for a lot of – Texas Tech never would have dreamed – of being a, quote, superpower. I mean, they've had their years. You know, Indiana never, ever would have dreamed even being good.
Yeah, because and I know that there's going to be some Red Raiders under the sound of my voice. I think that if you reach down deep down, what I'm about to say, you'll know it's true. You can MF me if you need to, but just know, I see deep down within you and where this is. If we're just recruiting off of where this place is and what the facilities are, yeah, you're right. Texas Tech was not supposed to be that. No geographical benefit or what have you. But when it's coming to make some money, now that this is officially
and enhancing the facilities,
going to making the money. Yeah, no, they've been able to enhance the facilities. In fact, that's where all the money had gone before when they technically could not pay players outright. Mm-hmm. No. Put the money in their hand. We've all worked somewhere that we would not have worked if the paycheck wasn't coming in as nice as it was. Yeah. And the paychecks are coming in nice. Superpower is an interesting thing because I don't know, but they're going to be able to be more viable. Like, this isn't going to be a flash in the pan for either of these programs.
Right.
And what sucks for Texas Tech is they did get the now I'm being unnecessarily cruel. They get the 23-0 drubbing from Oregon, where Dan Lanning has built a bona fide like SEC type trenches type thing. But this did the job.
Yeah,
this gave Texas Tech, you know, my favorite phrase, proof of concept that they can do this. They've jump started this and they've built in a lot of attention into Texas Tech when it comes to sports. And I noticed I didn't say football. They're doing this on the basketball side, too, which they had already kind of started with the competence. But this proves that there's a level of competence just in the football at the level that we're talking about, the highest. And you know you're going to come in and get some good money for it. They have an opportunity to be constantly here, and the Big 12 is going to be fun.
I just feel, and it kind of feels dirty to say it because it is so much weirdness going on, but I just feel like the portal and the NIL especially, is good for college football. I mean, let's look at this. Ohio State, out. Alabama, out. Georgia, out. You know, your semifinalists here are, okay, Miami, but a traditional powerhouse, but not in recent years. Ole Miss, never. Oregon, okay, we'll give you that one. And Indiana? I mean, it's a balanced, there is parity in college football.
Yeah, there's absolutely more parity. I'm interested to see, though, because we're still on the early outsets of this Wild West that we have been plunged into in the college sports landscape. Is this still the turbulent place before we find a level of equilibrium? Mm-hmm. And what does that equilibrium look like? I'm nobody's crystal ball holder, so I won't be able to tell you outright, but I'm still kind of pondering that portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing, as I'm using kind of like a wave metaphor, right, we're still in the turbulent portion of this, I do want to take a moment to appreciate the people that are getting caught in the churn.
Yeah.
And they've kind of become the villains in some people's stories. Is all here. Look at all these kids that don't want to stay and build.
Mm-hmm.
There is Uncle Luke, and I know it's a funny dude to make mention. Yes, the rapper from way back. But Uncle Luke has been so involved in youth sports and college sports there in the South Florida area. He's actually more tapped in than your average rapper.
Is he still
or
in
even
the strip clubs?
Well, he's that too, right? He contains multitudes, Fig, but I appreciate you asking.
Don't stop, though.
He made a very good point, though, which is a lot of these dudes that are entering the transfer portal are being pushed out. Look at Parker Livingston at Texas, who made the point that he is transferring out of Texas, but that's because they told him that there's no place for him to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? These dudes are getting caught in the churn as well. Now, I think that this gives them an opportunity to find a home that actually wants them, because something that wasn't talked about a lot is sometimes dudes would end up on rosters and coaches would just hold them hostage and they wouldn't be able to build.
But that's a bad thing, yeah.
Yeah, and so now you're able to move this. But there is a churn here that we sometimes put on these kids for not wanting to stay, and sometimes that's actually more on the programs themselves.
No, it does. There's an ugly side. That's why I said it kind of feels dirty. But I in general, if you said, do you like it or not? Yes, I like it. Because you get the Indianas and you know, the Texas Techs and anybody, you know, at that level with the right amount of commitment and money can all of a sudden compete for a national championship.
I think the right coaches, too.
And right coaches.
Still got to have – coaching is never going to, you know, disappear from what you're doing here.
Yep.
But Kurt Cignetti is doing this not just because he has – you know, they've added more money, but because he's a damn good coach.
Yeah, no, there's no question.
Been. Yep.
I also feel that to your point, there was always a certain amount of romance to even a team that was, you know, good occasionally. And just because we've been talking about them, I'll talk about Texas Tech. Always had their good years.
You know,
go back to whatever 2007 or whatever it was, you know, with the Crabtree or six, was it?
No, it was after that.
Anyway,
sorry. The Crabtree always reminds me of Blake Gideon dropping an interception that he should have had.
So even the programs that always had their day, but weren't consistently up there with the Alabamas and Ohio States, there was always a certain romance with that guy is a Red Raider for life. You know that guy Zach Thomas.
Yeah,
that's a Texas Tech Red Raider.
Yeah,
you know you don't
Michael Irvin at the Miami game looking like he's on the team right now
and cocaine. But that
pull that for me. I just need that. Just Lopez saying and cocaine.
But there was all a certain romance. Like that dude is a Wildcat. He's
yeah,
a Kansas State Wildcat.
Shout out to Colin.
That
Klein.
Dude is always an Aggie. You know that guy is always going to be a Red Raider. That is gone. That is not. It's not just leaving. It's gone.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Ain't no more.
I knew that was gone. Yeah. This was during the draft when Golden, who was drafted to the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
When he got drafted, and Andre Ware was like, I think Mark Vandermeer asked Andre Ware, do you still look at him as a coup? He's like, nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Andre Ware, that's always a coup.
Yeah. Matthew Golden,
Matthew Golden. He said, nope. He ain't no coup over here.
The next Andre Ware that comes around?
Keyshawn Henderson.
Maybe
don't even worry about it.
Joe
Keyshawn
Burrow,
Henderson.
Nope.
Cougar for life.
He gets $10 million from, you know, Iowa or wherever. That's a bad example.
Stop it. Stop.
You know? No, those days are not leaving. They're gone.
Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah, you're probably right in that regard. But I think there's going to be smaller pockets, and it might make it even more impactful for the dudes that do end up becoming that. But that's a fair point. This is all pointing to something that I think some of us have long held, which is college sports have been professional sports.
Mm-hmm.
We're just seeing that uncovered now. I think the inflection point was when they started taking TV money.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause
that was the thing that added in a lot of money to the ecosystem. And finally, the money has infected all the portions of the game, and it has laid bare all of the machinations that have always been there.
Yeah.
I appreciate it being out in the open, and we just kind of have to find a way to traverse the new tides of what the college football landscape is. But I think it is worth noting to bring us back to the college football playoff, because I do feel like we should do a little power ranking of how we feel right now.
Yeah, let's do it.
I do think, though, that you look at it and it goes, it has still provided interesting stuff, because college football, even when it's stupid, is at its best. It is supposed to be a stupid sport in a way.
It is.
And in it being stupid, we have Indiana, the number one seed and probably the best team of all of football, and Oregon, Ole Miss, and Miami being here. Miami, a team that we were had a lot of consternation about them even making the field.
They are real. They are beyond real.
What a stupid sport. In fact, so this is Indiana, a team that people still didn't even believe was good even when they demonstrated it clearly. Oregon, which I don't even know what to say about Oregon right now. Ole Miss, a team that we don't know if they have a full staff because their staff is supposed to go was on loan.
No, we do know. They do.
Okay, they don't have a full staff because their staff was on loan.
Yeah.
And then Miami, who had to be, we had to like have some convincing about them getting into the tournament.
Yeah.
That's where we are. That's the college football landscape.
I think I kind of like Miami behind Indiana.
You do?
Yeah.
They feel, especially with Ole Miss. Trinidad Chambliss has been fantastic. He's been that all year, really, but having the the stage to be able to show it off was great.
Kind of crumbling around him, man.
But I am surprised because we might be seeing before our very eyes, our own eyes, the Mario Cristobal slander that I have been one very much saying.
Yeah.
That might be sliding. He's been handling this very well. And that defense, those edge rushers, you have those two elite edge rushers in the way that they have, including Bane. That's scary.
Very scary.
But I look at the entirety of this field, and while I do go, oh, yeah, you know, Miami looks really good, and, you know, Oregon looked like they were, you know, exactly what they needed to do, went out and big broed a Texas Tech team that's been big broing others at times. I still look around and I go, Indiana's the best team in all the nation.
They are.
And I feel like this should be done and dusted that they win this championship.
Yeah, I agree.
But that's why you play the games, ain't it? So there you go. A little college football here on a two. College football on a Tuesday here on In the Loop. There we go. I got it right. On Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Tuesday, in fact. Coming up next, Callan Hannah sat in with Payne and Pendergast this morning. They made an interesting point about the possible next steps for the Texans business-wise. But then also, we had a lot of fun with the Tommy Togiai thing. But I think D'Amico Ryans highlighted a clear issue that's going to exist with the Texans on their playoff run. I'd like to talk about this next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.